Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today we're going to share with you on the subject of knowing that God will give you victory. He wants you to have victory in every area of your life. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 31, the Bible says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" If God's for us because we're walking in His ways and we're being a hearer and a doer of His word and we've dealt with sin in our life, who could successfully be against us? You know, the devil is not going to be able to work against you successfully if you don't give place to him and you're walking in the ways of the Word of God and if you're being a doer of the Word and rising up and taking dominion over the enemy. God will give you the victory as God is for you. Who could successfully be against you? Romans 8 verse 37 says, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." You are more than a conqueror. You are able to overcome in every situation in life. And it's going to be through the Word of God that you act upon. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, the Bible says that all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen. God has promises for you and I to possess. And they're yes. They're not maybe. They're not no. They're not maybe for you and not for someone else. No. They're yes and amen. God's promises are sure and they are steadfast. In fact, Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." You and I are in Christ. We're in covenant relationship with Him. All the promises of God belong to us. The Bible says that we have been blessed, that's past tense, with all spiritual blessings. That means all the blessings of God are spiritual blessings before they're manifest in the natural. You and I have already been blessed with them, and they belong to us in Christ. 1 Peter 1:4 says that we have an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. The document of the new covenant is in heaven, and all those promises are shown forth in this document, and it is our inheritance that's incorruptible. It's reserved in heaven for you and me, and you and I are to take hold of it and see it come into manifestation in our life. 1 John 5:4 says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You are in this world even though you're born from above. You've been born from heaven. When you're born again, you have a spirit that's come from above. You are now in Christ, seated in heavenly places in Christ. At the same time, you and I are in the world, and we're not of the world. But nonetheless, we got to deal with the god of this world, who is the devil, and all the evil spirits that would try to come against you and hinder you from walking in the ways of the Word of God. If you're born of God, you're a conqueror. You can carry off the victory over the enemy. How are you going to do it? The victory that conquers or overcomes the world is through your faith. And you must understand that you have the faith of Jesus Christ. When you are born again, it is a general spirit of faith that you are to act upon the Word of God and put it into operation that you're going to live by, that's going to give you victory in your life. Now, who is your adversary? It's the devil. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Satan's your adversary, and he is actively seeking to devour you. What are you to do? Verse 9 says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." God wants you to resist the enemy steadfast in the faith, and you can conquer every attack that comes against you. And you're going to do it through the Word of God as you speak the Word, act on the Word, and you use the weapons of warfare that God's given to you that you can conquer the enemy in your life. Now, if you're going to walk in victory, you got to put the Word of God first place in your life. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." You need to be in the Word. You need to know what the Word says. You need to be putting the Word of God in operation in your life. In John 6:63, Jesus said, "The spirit that quickens the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." God's Word is spirit. It is spiritual law. and it will produce the life of God in you. You and I must know the Word exactly. We must study the Word and be a doer of it and watch God bring it forth in our life. It is spiritual law that we're going to walk by. Now we must engage in a spiritual warfare against spiritual enemies. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Your warfare is a spiritual warfare against evil spirits that serve the devil. You're going to deal with them in the heavenlies as you bind and loose and cast down, throw down, root them out, destroy their works in the heavenlies. But also you're going to deal with them in the earth as they seek to get into a person. In Mark 16:17, the Bible says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils." Every one of us are to cast out demons, because these demons have come into us from inheritance, our own sins and victimization, and as we cast them out, we're going to get set free from the bondages of the enemy. Now James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." You and I must submit ourselves to God first. Then you'll be able to successfully resist the devil, and you do it through the Word, and he will flee from you. At the same time, we're going to destroy the works of the devil in our life. 1 John 3:8 speaks about what Jesus came to do. "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Well, he's still doing the same thing today for you and me. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And through you and me, he is destroying the works of the devil in our life as we take dominion over him. Now, the way Satan works is he's got to work through some open door in your life. In Revelation chapter 12, in verse 10, it speaks of him as the accuser of the brethren. It says the accuser of the brethren accuses us before our God day and night. What's he accuse us of? He accuses us of our sins, which gives him a legal right to send evil spirits to come into you because of the open door. This is why Ephesians 4:7 says, "Neither give place to the devil." We can't be giving place to the devil. We're going to allow him to come in. The word place is topos, which means a place of residence. We give place to the devil when we walk in the ways of sin. In Ecclesiastes 10:8, it says, "Whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." When would the hedge be broken? If we walk in sin and do not do what the Word of God says. And then what happens if we break the hedge? A serpent, which is a type of an evil spirit, will be able to come in and bring destruction against us in our life. That's why if you're going to get victory, you got to be sure that you have confessed your sins and be right with the Lord. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Be sure that you confess your sins, and then be sure that you receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. And then know that you can walk free from sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 11 says, "You and I are dead to sin, we're alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Verse 12 goes on and says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body." You don't have to let sin reign in your body any longer. How would you let it reign? It goes on and says that you should obey it in the lust thereof. In other words, you have to obey sin. And you obey sin by yielding to the lust, the strong desires of the flesh, and walk contrary to the Word of God. Verse 13 goes on and says, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." What are our members? That's all of our faculties. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're thinking upon, what you're speaking, what you're walking in, what you're putting your hands to, anything that you're coming in contact with that would have an effect upon you in your life. You are to be sure that you yield your members unto God, not as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Verse 14 says, "Sin shall not have dominion over you." God does not want sin to have dominion over you in any area of your life. Verse 16 goes on and says, "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." Notice what it says. "Know you not that to whom is referring to a person. That means that you are yielding to a spiritual authority over you. You're either yielding to God through obedience to his word, or you're yielding to the devil when you're disobedient to his word. Even if you're born again, you can yield to the devil. To whom you yield yourselves, you become a servant to him. You are a servant to God when you obey the word. You also can be a servant to the devil if you disobey him. It says, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. When you obey the devil by obeying the lusts of the flesh and you sin, it's going to produce death in your life. But if you're obedient to the word of God, that produces righteousness. Obedience unto or resulting in righteousness. And down in verse 19 of Romans 6, it says, as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. God wants you to yield all of your members, all of your faculties, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, what you're thinking upon, what you're speaking, the steps of your feet. You are to yield all of your members servants to righteousness, which produces holiness in your life. And Romans 6:22 goes on and says that you'll have fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. So it's essential that you conquer sin in your life. It has no dominion over you, and you can walk victorious over it and be obedient to the word of God to produce righteousness that will bring forth fruit unto holiness, and then the result, everlasting life. If you allow yourself to walk in sin, you're not going to win your battles. You're not going to get victory. In Joshua chapter 7 and verse 11, when the Israelites could not win their battle, God said, Israel has sinned, and they've transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. Whenever you sin, you transgress the covenant of God. Verse 12 goes on and says how the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but they turned their back before their enemies because they were accursed. Well, if you walk in the ways of sin, you're not going to be able to stand against the devil. Instead, he's going to be able to triumph over you. Remember, he's walking about seeking continually whom he may devour. Of course, what's the answer? He told them to up sanctify the people, and if they would sanctify themselves, then they would take away the accursed thing from among you. What are you and I to do? We're to confess our sins, receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, be restored into fellowship with the Lord. So now we can walk in the ways of the Lord, and we can walk in victory and triumph over the enemy. You also need to be sure that you repent and turn away from sin. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 says, the goodness of God leads you to repentance. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10, it says, godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. You and I must have a true godly sorrow. Godly sorrow means that you have a sorrow before God for the sins that you've committed. It can't be a sorrow because now you have a problem or you've been caught by somebody. No, it must be a true godly sorrow before the Lord. And if you really have a godly sorrow, it is going to work repentance. Repentance means to change the mind. You're going to change your mind. You're going to turn away from walking in the ways of sin. You're not going to walk in it any longer. And it's going to produce the salvation of the Lord. Well, we're out of time for today. We're going to continue on this subject in the next broadcast. Be a doer of the word, and God bless you. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.